calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones make studio-quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/Motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master, ones that feel authentic instead of salesy, strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is your hostess with the mostest, Carol J. Dunlop. How are you doing? I'm also Amazon number one international best-selling author, soon to be two-time, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. And I'm also known as your online wow strategist. I hope that you're doing well today, that things are going good. First of all, I wanted to say I hate doing this, and I hate every time I have to say this, but my heart goes out and prayers go out to the shooting victims from last night's incident. Oh, man, that I just don't know what to say sometimes. I really don't. I want this to stop, and I know that it's going to take us getting a hold of gun control laws, and I don't know what that means. I'm just saying we have to do something. You can't just not do anything. And also looking deeper at mental health issues. I know that's a piece of it too. So I don't know. For me, I think that this country, this world just needs more prayer. We need more prayer all around. And I, for one, am going to be doing more, just praying for each other, praying for our nation, praying for our country, praying for our world, because we have some messed up stuff going on right now. And, you know, it can just, I don't know, it just gets you deep down inside in your psyche because you feel out of control. You don't know what to do. I know a couple of weeks ago, well, last month, I think, where am I? In September, end of September, I went to Philadelphia, and I was able and blessed to be able to travel with my husband, my sister, and her son, and my nephew. And we went out to this restaurant, and it was right just around the corner from the hotel we were staying in, so we were able to walk. I mean, it was just like a 3-minute walk or something. So it was really cool because I really got to bond with him because I don't see him a lot, because they live in another state. But on our way back, we were talking about this whole issue of you don't even know where you can go, or, you know, anything can happen to you at any time. Somebody can just pull out a gun and shoot you right when you're walking on the street, just, you know, minding your own business, just walking. And he was saying, he says, I know I'm scared to death to walk anywhere or just be anywhere. It's not even just walking. You can be riding. I mean, recently, I think it was last month, a young lady lost her life. She was just driving on the highway she was going to work, and somebody shot, and she just happened to be in the path of that bullet, and now she's dead. So we've got to do something. Do I have the answers? No, I surely do not. Do I know what to do? No, I do not. But I know that my God does, and I know that if we pray, and you pray to just for the healing and the peace and the guidance, that there will be answers. I know that it will, because I truly believe that God and good will defeat evil. Don't ask me if that's all going to work out. I have no idea about that, but I do know that God and good will defeat evil, and I'm standing by that. Whew. So taking a breath, and we're moving forward. And again, our prayers go out, but one thing I am happy about, and that is the amount of women that got into Congress this election. so happy with it. I know it was over 100 women that got elected into Congress. Isn't that amazing? Woohoo! So some of my candidates did not make it in, some did, and I hope that your candidate made it in. And if they didn't, then you know what to do. Don't stop what you're doing. Keep voting every chance that you get. Get active. If your candidate did not get in or did not win, make sure you are, you know, being active in your community and doing what needs to be done, because it's all on your things happen because people take action. Just let that be known. So I got those things out of the way. Let's get on what we're talking about today, and that's how to learn what you don't know. Now, have you ever heard that saying, you don't know what you don't know? And generally, people kind of use that as, you know, I missed this event, or I missed this sale, or I missed out on this opportunity because I didn't know. I didn't know how to connect with the person. I didn't know how to create my proposal. I didn't know how to do what they were asking for. I mean, it could be a plethora of things that could go wrong as to why you didn't know something or you weren't in the right place or whatever. So today, I'm going to give you 5 ways that you can get in front of what you don't know so that hopefully that won't plague you as much. We can't ever say it won't plague you again, because that would be crazy for me to say that, because that just doesn't happen. You know, there's always going to be something you don't know. You're not God. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. But you can kind of crack down on the stuff that you don't know and get some help here. So I got 5 ways for you to do that. So let's get rolling with that. Number one thing you can do, how to learn what you don't know, is to hang around people who are already doing what it is that you want to do. And I know you know people. You're smart. There are communities out there. There are people that come on all the time. They come on TV, or they're on your Facebook Live all the time, or your Instagram Live, or they show up in your feed or something, and they're already doing what you're doing or what you want to do. And maybe you've tried doing it and it didn't work out, but don't give up. I put this video, and if you're not in my Facebook group, you need to join. It's Unmarket Your Business on Facebook, and you can get there by going to csicorporation.com/FB group. It's totally free, and I have experts come in. We do lives about some things you may not know. We recently had Melissa Jakes come in, and she was talking about how to market your event with zero stress, and she gave us, it was 4 days that we did this. She and I did this together, and she talked about the food for your event, how you can get a place cheap or even free. And she talked about the decoration. She talked about everything. And then I came in and talked about how to market your event. So it was great. So we do things like that often. I don't have anything particularly coming up before Christmas, but you never know. Something may present itself, because I'm always on the lookout for an expert to come in and talk about something that can help you with marketing your business. So you need to join. But anyway, yesterday I put this video up, and I don't even know how I got on this lady's list, how she came up in my YouTube channel, and I was actually subscribed. But she came up and she said, more or less, the video was about don't quit. Have you tried something and it didn't work out? She was like, don't quit, keep going. And she had a great prayer in there, and she was talking about how she's kept going and how God had led her to do certain things, and she thought that, well, you know, I just did it this one time, it didn't work, so I'm giving up. No, that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. You can't give up. You can't give up. So I was blessed to have that come into my feed, and I told her so, and I told her I shared it on my profile and in my Facebook group. So go ahead and join the Facebook group and get that message, because I think it was very timely. Because I was feeling kind of, you know, some kind of way yesterday. What about? I don't know. I mean, just sometimes you just feel some kind of way about things. Things aren't quite working. You can't get butts in seats for your event, or you had an event and it didn't go well, or nobody showed up to your webinar. Whatever it is, there's always something going on. But I want you to start hanging around more people that are doing what you're doing. I mean, you know the people already. You don't even have to Google them right now. You probably know them. You see them doing this stuff. You're like, wow, she or he is doing big things, and I want to do that. Well, if they're out there talking about what they're doing, if they're on Facebook Live or Instagram Live or YouTube Live, or they're doing posts and blog posts and stuff, they're actually showing you how they did stuff. I remember I went to Lucinda Cross's event, Secure the Bag, and she was like, success has no secrets. There are breadcrumbs that you can follow that will show you what they're doing. Now, in with those breadcrumbs are, it may lead to a paid program, or you're purchasing something from them, or maybe a checklist or something that they got out. You know, some freebies, some cost money, some cost more money than you'd ever think of paying. So there are different levels of investment, but there are no secrets. And if you think about it, that old saying, everything old is new again. What are people doing now that they used to do several years ago or centuries ago? They're just doing it in a different way, but it's the same stuff. There's nothing new under the sun, really. It's just a different way to do it. So even if you're following somebody that's doing something that you're like, let me look at that. I want to do that. Once you start following them and looking at what they're doing, you're probably going to come up with a different way to do something that they never thought of. And you're like, oh, now you can make it your own. You know, in the American Idol way of thinking, make the thing your own, make the song your own, make the whatever, the program your own. Because God gives us all ideas of how we can excel. He gives us ideas of how we can be successful, of how we can do things. And it's always a little bit different than the person that's already got it going, because you don't want to copy, plagiarize or copy exactly something that somebody else is doing, because it's not going to work for you. Why? Because that's for them and that's not for you. All right, second thing is to ask questions and get answers. When the people are going on these lives and they have these blogs and stuff, they are really putting themselves out there for you to ask them a question. And if you ask them, you know, how did you do this, or how did this come about, or, you know, where'd you get this idea from, more than likely they're going to answer you. Now, if you run up on somebody, you're following them, and they have a live or whatever, and you ask a question, they don't answer you or they ignore you, that's not the person you need to be following. You need to be following somebody who's going to give up the details about things. Now, they may not tell you everything. Maybe there's 10 steps that they're following. They may tell you the first three, and the first three may be all you need. Or you may have to pay them for the second seven or something, and it may not be a lot. Maybe they got a checklist of 10, and they're like, you know, get the first three free and the other seven is $10 or something. Hey, you can spare $10, right? So, you know, ask questions. And it never hurts to ask. I know I asked one of the people, big people that I follow, and I've watched her grow her career, and that's Becky A. Davis, about coming in on a promotion that I was doing. And I was thinking, man, she's so big, she'll never answer me or talk to me, even though we do know each other. And she did. She reached out and she was like, oh, Carol, never hurts to ask. I'm sorry I can't participate in this right now because I got something else going. But I would have never known that if I didn't ask her something, right? So ask questions. And no, to me, no question is a stupid question. That's how I believe. Just ask the question. If they feel it's stupid, I mean, I don't know if they'll tell you or not, but, you know, they won't answer it or whatever. Excuse me. And the third thing is, I want you to search for greatness. I want you to get in the habit of searching for greatness. Don't just sit there and go, well, oh, woe is me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to do this. I don't know. Help me. Get out there and search for it. Search for the answers. You can look in Facebook groups. You can look on Twitter. Twitter has a search function. In your circle, reach out to the people in your circle and say, hey, I saw that you were doing something. How did you do that? Or, you know, look at what they're doing and, you know, invest in the people in your circle. Buy their books, buy their planners, you know, attend their webinars, attend their retreats, whatever they're doing. You know, get in the know with these people. If they're doing what you want to do or you want to work with this person, get in front of them where they can see you. And there's no better way than by investing in what they're doing. And sometimes the investment is $0. It's free 99. So do that. And look beyond your circle. Who do you know? Let's say there's a big person out there, you want to get to know them, but you don't really know them. Look and see who in your circle knows that person, and they could introduce you to them, and you want to talk with them. The other thing is sign up for and attend summits. You know, summits are those things that have, like, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 people are in there, and they're usually free, and they'll say, well, you can buy this package for $57, $107, or whatever dollars. Attend those things. Sometimes they're live. Sometimes they're online. But the online ones are usually free. And attend some or all of the sessions, because you never know who's going to be your next – who's the person that's going to be your next big inspiration for doing what you need to do. Somebody in there is going to inspire you to move forward, to do better, and teach you something that you don't know or didn't even think you needed to know, and you're like, wow. So don't look at them as a waste of time. Look at them as a way to get to know what you need to know. So get on new lists. You know, you see a lot, and you can do this by going to the summits and the seminars and the workshops and things like that. So, you know, see what they're doing. Get on these people's lists because you want to find out more about them and what they're doing. And people disclose a lot in their lists. And when they email out to you and send you stuff, you may find a program that you like, oh, my God, I didn't know I needed this program, and now I see it right here. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Or you may see a program, you say, oh, if they're doing that, they do this. And I didn't even know they did that. So you're glad you're following them. The other thing is follow influencers and followers of the influencers. So maybe you have a big influencer that you're trying to get behind and see what they're doing, and they got a million followers or 600,000 or whatever. It doesn't even matter what the number is, but you're following them. And don't just follow them. See who's following them and see who they're following. Because that's an important one, too. See who they're following and see who's following them, because you'll find a plethora of information about, you know, what's attracting these people. Is it a certain type of people that is attracting them? Are they the same people that you want to attract? Well, then you want to stick with them and see what they're doing. And then you may find, I've found several people that I've followed off of influencers that I follow, if that makes sense. And then once you start following these people and, you know, you have answers, I mean, you have questions, PM them, private message them, DM them, direct message them, whatever. Because a lot of times on social media, they're pretty open to answering your questions. And like me, I love getting messages about people asking questions about certain things. I don't mind it at all because it lets me know that, number one, you're listening to me. Number two, you're interested in what I'm saying. And number three, we may have an opportunity to work together in some way at some point. Maybe you're going to invest in a program. Maybe you're going to stay on my list and eventually invest in something. Or maybe we can do some kind of JV thing together. So I have, you know, no one reason that I want to connect with people. I have a lot of different ones. You just never know how things are going to work out. Maybe I just get a new friend out of the whole thing. Or maybe I get a friend who's going to introduce me to somebody who's going to be my next, you know, big bang client or something. You know, you just don't know. So I want you to search for greatness. Get in the habit of searching. Search for what you want to know. Search for what you think you don't know. And if you hear something that piques your interest, go out and search on that thing. Search Google, Bing, Yahoo. Use all of those. Use what I say. Use Facebook. Use Twitter. Use Pinterest. You can always search and find what you want, but you have to be of that mindset to search and find things. And the next one, so we've talked about hang around people who are already doing what you want to do, follow them. Number two, ask questions so you can get your answers. Number three, search for greatness. And number four, I want you to attend events, just like what I talked about, summits, but there are also seminars, there are workshops, there are conferences, not all of these things. And sometimes you may even want to invest as a sponsor in something so you can really get in front of people. Because attending an event is one thing, but getting in front of people as a sponsor is a whole other thing. Because you're usually, if you're going to attend an event and become a sponsor, they're usually going to allow you to talk for a few minutes about something so you can bring up your idea, bring up, you know, promote your next program, your project or whatever. I was watching, you know, my guilty pleasure, I don't know if you know this or not, my guilty pleasure is the Wendy Williams show, and she was talking about somebody who was guesting on some programs or something, and she was like, if you're not promoting something, what's the use of going on these programs? Makes perfect sense, right? If I'm getting out in front of people, I should have a message. I should be promoting something or have something to share with you. So otherwise, why? Just so you can just see me. Now, the big names can do that. Oprah, you know, Tony Robbins, but usually you don't see them just for GP going on some program. They're always promoting something if they're going on, even their own network or whatever. They got something coming. So if you look and see if they're doing this or they're doing that, just get it in your brain that they're promoting something. And that's fine. You may be wanting what they're promoting, but they're going to give you some content also. So then we talked about seminars, workshops, conferences. You need to go to the conferences of the influencers that you're following, or maybe others that you want to follow. Go to a you know, if you've been following this person for a while and they have an event coming up, go to that event and see if you really want to get in deeper with them, especially if you resonate with what they're saying. Maybe some of the products that you're using, you want to learn how to become, you want to become an expert in using that product or that service or that software or whatever it is, then go to an event that they're having or a seminar or a workshop. Learn more about it. I want you to be the real expert, because the thing is, most people aren't going to put in that type of time to learn about this thing. So if you put in that time and you learn this stuff and you learn the ABCs, the nitty gritties, the 1, 2, 3, guess what? You're setting yourself up as the authority, the expert, the go-to person, and then in the end, you can really charge more. So if somebody comes to you and they say, hey, I want to learn how to do this, or, you know, really, I don't even want to do this. I want you to do this. So you can charge them a premium because you already know how to do this doggone thing. Like, I love tech, right? I love technology in any kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. And when I start talking technology stuff to many entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs, I can see their eyes roll in the back of their heads. You feel me? You get what I'm saying? So I start talking about how this funnel works or how this program works or how you connect ManyChat to Facebook and how you set up these flows. And people just, I know that that's something that they need to know, but they don't want to do it. So I say, hey, I'll do it for you. And yes, I charge a premium for that. So you can do that type of stuff too. So then finally, your last one, the way that you're really going to learn what you don't know is to invest in a mastermind program, a mastermind type slice coaching program. Doesn't have to be a coaching, more of a mastermind, because great minds, number one, great minds think alike. So number two, when you get more than one person together and their minds start interacting, you start doing this brainstorming stuff, things just happen. It's like the universe opens up and all their great ideas start falling out. I mean, I do this with my husband all the time. We start out talking about something, and then I'll start rattling off some stuff, and he'll tell me, oh, why don't you do it this way, or why don't you do this that way, or how about, have you thought about this? And it becomes a great brainstorming session. I love brainstorming with him. I used to hate it because I thought that I knew everything. Anybody out there feel like that? But you don't. You really don't know everything. And my husband knows a lot of stuff, so I lean on him for a lot. And when we come together and we talk about things, it's just amazing the stuff that we create or the ideas. And sometimes you kind of sell people short on what they know. You may not think they know stuff, so you don't talk to them. But in a mastermind of like-minded people, especially entrepreneurs and business owners who are trying to take their own business to the next level of success, everybody's kind of open and they're thinking, what can I do? And especially if you have a mastermind or a program that's focused on marketing your business successfully, guess what? People are going to be thinking about, how can I market my business successfully? I'm doing this, but it's not working. What do you think about it? And then people give you their ideas, and then you walk away with all these ideas that you can sort out the ones you don't want to do, get more information on the ones that you want, and then figure out the one thing that's going to take, the one thing you're going to do to propel yourself and your business forward. Think about that. What is it going to feel like when you latch on to that one thing that's going to really make a difference for you with your money, really make a difference with getting more clients, and really make a difference with you having the freedom to do what you want in your life? Not just being able to spend all the money that you want anytime you want, but being able to take off work and not work for, take off your business and not work for a couple of days, but things still get done. Right, you may not be doing it, or maybe you got an automation set up, but things are being taken care of. Your website is being taken care of. People are coming to your website. They're opting in to your list. Your list is selling them on some programs that you have, and they're actually buying the things, and you're sleeping. You wake up in the morning to a PayPal bling. Cha-ching, cha-ching. You've got money notices. Who wants that? I want more of that. And I want to tell you that I used to didn't have that. I used to didn't wake up to paper. I'd wake up to zero and go to sleep to zero and wake up to zero again. Till I became a part of a mastermind, a couple of different masterminds, started reaching out to people who were doing more than what I was doing or doing the stuff that I wanted to do and started gleaning from their knowledge. That's what helped me. And being allowing myself to be vulnerable, to ask the questions, to take the criticism, to take everything that they were saying, that they were giving me, the advice, and put it into programs that I would create, you know, tweak this here, tweak that there. Because you may be on the verge of, like, I just know this program is going to be so awesome, but you don't have the mechanics in place to get it done. But being in a mastermind or a mastermind-type program will help you get it done because there's certain things that you just can't see. I know a good friend of mine sent me a planner that she has coming out. I think she's getting ready to release it pretty soon. And she said, you know, I've looked at this thing 100 different times, maybe you can help me with it, and, you know, just look at it, look it over. So I did, and I did find some things she could tweak. I gave her my opinion about a couple of things, and, you know, that feedback just helps people so immensely because you're so into whatever it is you're doing, you just totally ignore that stuff. This is the best thing since sliced bread, and people are going to buy this and put gravy on it. This is awesome. And then you put it out there, and it falls, so you wonder why. It's because you overlook the little things that would make it like, whoa, you know, you have a wow program, but you want it to be, whoa, this is awesome. Where have you been all my life? I'm ready to get this. I would pay any amount of money for it. And it's only this amount. Let me get out my virtual wallet and open that, you know, that Samsung Pay or Apple Pay or Google Pay or whatever. And I'm paying for this thing right now. So you want that happening. So I want to let you know that you can do that because I have a program, a mastermind-type program that is launching the very beginning of the year, right when people are thinking about, I need to get my business straight. I need to make some money. Well, that's what we're going to do. So I want you to go right now to csicorporation.com/next-level. This is starting the beginning of January, and we, like minds, are really going to take effect here. The power of the mastermind, the program, and you're going to have me facilitating it. So we're going to be going off the strategies that I wrote about in my book, Unmarket Your Business, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, Start Profiting. Remember, it's an Amazon international number one bestseller, about to be a two-time, maybe even a three-time bestseller. So I got some things coming up because I'm re-releasing the book, that one book, on November 24th, Small Biz Saturday. Can't wait for that. So look for that because it'll be on sale for just 99 cents on that Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. So that's going to be awesome. And I am expecting it to hit bestseller again. So I can't wait for that. But I want you to, you know, take advantage of these strategies that I have in the book because they're simple, low-cost, no-cost ways for you to get what you need. And the strategies that you need to, the marketing strategies you need to implement in your business so you can have more clients, get more money, and have more freedom in your life and in your business to do what it is that you want to do. Because more money, more clients are going to give you more money. More money is going to give you more freedom so you can apply it where you want. So, again, that is csicorporation.com/next-level. Read all about it, and I want you to apply for it if it resonates with you. I'm hoping that it does because I made it just for you. I know what you need. I know what you're struggling with. I've spoken to entrepreneurs for a good while now, and the things that they've been telling me is like, I know I can help with that because I am the expert at that, and I was right there with you. I was struggling. I wasn't making money in my business. I wasn't seeing the PayPal bling. I wasn't getting these notices. You've got money. This is, will I ever get this done? And then people like A-Time Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney, the Money Maven, Patrice Washington, and Seven Figure Business Coach Pamela Bruner said, hey, girl, you know what you're talking about. People need to start implementing what you're doing. My clients started implementing those things. It started working. So I'm like, woo, I do know what I'm talking about because sometimes you just need somebody to tell you. You think, oh, my God, this is all wrong. I can't do this. And somebody else is like, girl, you just need to do this. Da-da-da. Okay, it's perfect. And you go out and start selling it. So go to csicorporation.com/next-level. Look over the page and apply. I would love to see you in it. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Join me again next week. I'll have more great information for you. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.